Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das aber der Zara, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Chazal Aser, to sell to an Oivet Kechavim, a large behema. Really, the word large isn't the right word. A behema gasa, like a cattle kind of a behema. A behema that does work. An axe or a donkey. And there are two reasons for that. One reason is, if you're going to sell it to him, you're also going to rent it to him, or lend it to him, and he may work with it on Shabbos. So it turns out that the behema of the Yisrael is doing malacha on Shabbos, and that's Aser Min HaTorah. Another problem is, let's say you, on a nice Friday afternoon, you're dealing with this Oved Kechavim to sell him your behema, and back and forth and back and forth, and you're juggling and negotiating about the price, you finally agree, and it's already Shabbos, and the Oved Kechavim wants to test the behema to see, well, is it a cooperative behema? Will it walk with a load on its back? And of course, the salesman, you know, wants to make sure it does, so it like, come on, behema. So you yell at it, and it goes four amos in the Rishos Arabim. So the Yisrael was goyrim that the behema should do malacha on Shabbos, and that's Aser Min HaTorah. Okay, that's a behema gasa. What about a behema daka? Smaller behemas. Small livestock. Sheep. Goats. That depends on the minig hamakim. Zakt the Mishnah. Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Mekoyim shenahagu limkar behema daka, in a place where the minig is to sell behema daka, again, like lambs or goats, li'ov dekechav v'mayachrin, you can sell it, there's no iser in it. Because it's not carrying packages anyway. No one uses a goat or a lamb to carry packages. However, mekoyim shenahagu shaloy limkar, in a place where the minig is not to sell even a behema daka, because we're scared if you're going to sell the lamb, you'll come to sell the donkey. Ein moichrin, so you have to respect the minig, and you're not allowed to sell it. So behema daka, that depends on the minig. But ubechal mokaim, in all places, this is not talian a minig. This is a halacha, ein moichrin lehem behema gasa. You don't sell the other kechavim livestock like axes or horses or donkeys. And included in the isser is agolim, calves, Usiyachim. Siyachim are young donkeys. Shleimim ushvurim. Makes no difference whether the behema is a shalem or they're disabled, literally broken. Wait a second. The whole problem is going to come to work on Shabbos. A baby behema can't work on Shabbos. And if it's disabled, it can't work. So what's the problem? And the answer is, someone who doesn't learn is going to say, oh, look, there's Yankel's baby horse. He sold it to the Yavid Kechavim. Ah, so it must be that it's mutter to sell horses. It's not going to chap because it was only a baby horse. That's why he sold it to him. Or it was a horse that was disabled. So, the Mishnah Vayit, Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvura. Rabbi Yehuda is matir to sell a disabled behema to an Yavid Kechavim. Because why is he buying it? He can't work with it, so he's buying it to shecht it and to eat it. So it's not going to stay in his house a long time. In the Mela, I'm not so concerned. Oh, someone's going to see the Yiddish of Behema because they knew which Behemas belonged to Yidden. If you ever go in the country, the farmers know which cow belongs to whom. That's how it is. But if the Avi Kechavim bought it to eat it, so it's not going to be there for any long period of time, so that someone's going to pass by and say, ah, there's Yankel's cow, there's Yankel's horse. Ubemseira matir besus. Bemseira is matir to sell a horse to an Eved Kechavim, even though it's a behema gasa. And his taina is as follows. People used to ride on horses. Riding on a horse is not osur b'shabbos min ha-toyr. It's only osur b'drabonon. Because there's a halacha that chai noisei esatzmai. Being that the person riding on the horse could walk on his own. So it's as if he's carrying himself. The horse is helping along. And for that, there would not be an isur d'araisa. It's still awesome with Rabbanon to carry someone that could walk on Shabbos. Okay, for an Issa de Rabbanon, we're not going to make a Gzeira. Azehalt ben Beseira. Now, what about a horse that hunters use to bring the birds that they catch? So it's not a person riding on it, it's the birds. Hunters that caught big birds like falcons, they used to take them back on the backs of horses. So ben Beseira holds, this is how the Batanur explains it, same thing, it wouldn't be an Issa D'Raisa, because the bird could carry itself. So just like there's no Isser Deraisa when a rider rides on a horse, there's no Isser Deraisa when the horse is carrying this big bird. But the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, it may be true when a rider rides on a horse, there's no Isser Deraisa. But when a horse carries an animal, there is an Isser Deraisa. So actually, the Batei Tanura explains that if we knew for a fact the horse is only for a person riding, everybody holds you can sell it to the Eved Chachamim. The Machloikus is only about a horse that would be used for, let's say, carrying birds. Bemseira says, same thing. It wouldn't be an Isser Deraisa, therefore you can sell it to an Eved Kechavim. We don't make a Gzeira to prevent an Isser Derabanan. But the Chachamim say, no, birds would be an Isser Deraisa, and therefore you can't sell it to the Eved Kechavim out of concern that the behemoth, while it still belongs to Israel, is going to be over an Isser Deraisa. But Tanura says that the Allah is not like Ben Beseira. Okay. So in a place where the minhag is to sell sheep and goats to every avodah zarah, there's no concern you're going to confuse it with selling the larger animals. You can. In a makom where the minhag is not to sell it, we don't. But a b'chol makom, this is not totally in a minhag. You can't sell them behem agasa out of the concern. If you sell it, you're going to come to rent it or lend it, and then he's going to work with the animal that belongs to Yisrael on Shabbos. Animals have to rest on Shabbos. That's an Isser Deraisa. Or you may sell it right before Shabbos and you want to get it to go, and it's already after Shabbos, and you cause the animal to go, you scream at it, you trigger it to go with packages on it. So for those reasons, we don't sell animals that could work to Ovdei Kechavim. What about baby animals that can't work yet? Like baby, big animals? The baby ox, the baby cow, the baby donkey? What about an animal that can't work? It's disabled. It's not fit for heavy work. So the Tanna Kamma says, no, it's all osur. You explain, you'll see Yankel's baby horse in the Eved Kechavim's backyard. You're going to say, oh, you are allowed to sell horses. Yankel does everything kalacha, and you'll wind up selling him your big horse. So the Tanna Kamma holds it's all osur. Even if the animal is not roi l'malacha, like it's too little, or it's disabled. Rabbi Huda is matir, if it's disabled, and Bemseir is matir by a horse, because he says horses are usually used for carrying riders, and that wouldn't be an Isser Deraisa. That's because of the rule, Chai Noises Atzmei, that a rider kind of supports his own weight. Although it's Asa Midrabanan, someone carries someone else who could walk. He's over an Isser Derabanan, not an Isser Deraisa, even if he carries him in Rishus Rabban, four Amis, from one Rishus to the other, but we don't make a Gzeira for an Isser Derabanan. So we explained that the MS, if we knew for sure the horse is just used for riding, the Tanna Kamma, the Rabbanan would agree. It's mutter. You can sell it to him. Machloikus is about a horse or people that use the horses to carry hunting birds, big birds they would catch, like falcons. So the Tanna Kamma says, no, if you put a bird on the behemoth, we don't say Chai Noises Atzmei. That would be an Isser Deraisa. According to Bemseira, not just by a person, but even animals, wouldn't be an Isser Deraisa, and that's the reason you would be allowed to sell it to an Eved Kechavim.